when in this match did you think you started to get control? You didn't have a tee for a long time.
Getting control, there was really no point today where I felt like I had like total control, because anything can happen in the championship match. Sam's a really good player, so I was expecting him to do everything that, like, make his 40-foot birdie putt and do all those things, get that ball up and down on 17. Going to 17 tee box, I felt like I had a pretty good chance.
You're two down early. What's the mind doing?
The mind is resetting, getting refocused. Me and my caddy Nate, we had a game plan all week of just being relentless, just keep on hitting fairways and greens and putting ourselves in good positions.
Some of those drives he threw at you were kind of out of sight. I mean, you were getting out hit by a long time. That doesn't bother you at all, I gather.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. I know my place. I know how I am. I know my stature. And it's one of those things I just accept. I'm just going to stick to my game. I'm not going to be a Jason Day. I'm not going to be a Dustin Johnson. I'm going to be a Zach Johnson. I'm going to short game the death out of a golf course.
You said a couple days ago that you felt like you were really hitting your driver good this week, and that was the key. Did that continue here through the match play?
Yeah, it did. In the match yesterday afternoon, I actually switched drivers because I wasn't having too much confidence in my original driver. So it was a good switch. I just needed something different in my hand, and it all worked out.
Talk about that short game and some of your stand shots. Made the clutch putts when you needed to, right?
Yeah, I was rolling the rock this week, as Coach likes to say. Putts were falling. It was just my week this week for short game.
If Coach was standing here right now, what do you think he'd tell you?
Next. Hey, you got the USAM. He goes, today you won, but tomorrow nobody really cares. So it's I always hear him in the back of my head. So enjoy it tonight, and then tomorrow I'll get back after it.
Golfers say that certain courses fit their eye. Did this one fit your eye?
Yeah, it did. I play a fade, so most of the tee shots really fit the way I shape the golf ball, and a lot of the pins actually fit the way I shape a golf ball, too.
Can you talk about just having your name on that trophy with some of the other names that were mentioned during the ceremony?
It's an honor. I haven't let it totally sink in yet. It's still kind of brand new, but I'm sure tonight with me and Nick and my caddy, I think it's going to set in pretty good.
Nick was saying that your short game now is off the charts. He said you've really been coming on in that area in recent months. So what have you done to really take it up another step?
Practice. I've really just put myself into the culture, the Illini culture, what coaches promoting. I really didn't come about it my freshman year. It was kind of a mistake, but I really took that next move my sophomore year, and this summer I really, really focused on it.
How much does that facility help?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We have every kind of shot you can think of out here. There's a shot I haven't seen, so it was always good to have that.
Was there a particular thing that got you to buy into that culture?
The results that Coach has produced. Luke Guthrie, Scott Langley, Thomas Peters, Thomas Dietrich, Charlie Danielson. That's a list of pretty good players, So I thought if I buy in, I'm going to do the same thing, and so far it's been nice.
You said this was the biggest win of your career. What's the one that this replaced?
Olympia Fields, the Fighting Illini Invitational, my freshman year. It was my first event as a college player, so this is definitely a little bit bigger than that one.
Where did you grew up in Evansville? Where'd you grow up playing golf?
Oak Meadow, a bunch of the city golf courses, Vendrick. You guys don't know these names, but, give a good shout out to those guys. If it wasn't for the city of Evansville and the support I have back at home, this wouldn't be possible. All the golf courses in town, the head professionals, they give me anything that I need. So, big shout out to them, because like I said, if it wasn't for them, this isn't possible.
You lost a couple of, good seniors at Illinois. Now is Coach Small going to ask you and Nick really to step up another level here in terms of leadership for this year?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to ask. I think it's just an expectation. I think me and Nick know. Well, I don't think. We both know that we have to step up and fill in those shoes. And with the way Nick played in the Illinois AM and the way I played here, it's a really good sign of what we got.
What did it feel like to hoist that trophy? Think of the history of this tournament, Nicholas Woods, Mickelson.
It was
Meyer.
Heavy. It was heavy. It's a little bit bigger than I am, but it felt really good. It was a relief on 17 whenever he decided to take off his hat and shake my hand. It was kind of weird. I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting to putt.
That was the plan, go right at the stick on 17 and not give this thing a chance to drag out?
I was just playing an aggressive shot. I hit a little draw. I was playing to the right side of the green. I was trying to get myself about a 15-footer to the right, and I actually hit a draw, which is kind of strange for me, so I guess it was just in the cards that that was going to happen.
What did you hit?
4-iron.
How cool was it, too, to have Nick around the last couple days?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I stayed with him this week, and, you know, just the brotherhood that me and him have and all the memories and all the stories we have are cool.
You play this course 8 times in 5 days. Is it fatigue set in, or does it actually get a little easier with the familiarity down the stretch?
I am sure that the car ride home tomorrow, 5.5 hours, is going to be long, tiring, and I'll need a lot of coffee.
Sam said he just wanted to lay down somewhere right now.
Yeah, that is true. I agree.
Well, I mean, he was 20 feet away, and I had to make it, so, I mean, I tried to get aggressive, and it didn't work out.
Sam, it seemed like it was just a matter of 2 or 3 lipped-out putts today for you that made the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I had 4 lip-outs in the back nine, you know, so, I mean, I didn't play bad at all. You know, Dylan played great, and, you know, it's a game of inches, and I was, you know, close, and, you know, but it was a great week, and I'm proud of the way I played.
Was there anything, one part of your game in particular that was off this afternoon, you felt?
No, I felt like I played pretty solid. You know, I didn't play quite as well as I did in match play as I did in stroke play, but, you know, like I said, it was just a couple bad breaks here and there and a couple lipped out putts, and, you know, that's all it was.
What do you take away from this week heading into the amateur?
Well, it hurts right now. You know, I've never really felt like this about a tournament, but, you know, I'm excited where my game's at. You know, this is probably one of the best fields in amateur golf, and, you know, I won stroke play by 9 and made it lost in the finals. So, you know, I'm happy where my game's at, and I'm going to get back home and get to work and be ready for next week.
Did the way the morning match went, was that draining at all for you?
No, you know, me and Davis are really good friends, and he played so good on the front. I think he shot 30 on the front, you know, so I just hung in there, and, you know, he gave me a couple good holes, you know, but it is what it is.
Sam, you back away from the putt out in the sixth, looking like something flew near your face, and then it looked out, and you were up to it that point.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you know, me being in the middle of the fairway, like 30 or 40 in front of him and hitting on the green, and I think I three-putted that hole like 4 times this week, so me and that green didn't get along. You know, but I just hit the putt a little too hard, and, you know, it's golf.
What about the way he played, the way Dylan played? I mean, scrappy and made those putts. How tough was it playing against him?
Yeah, I mean, he played great. I don't know what he shot or whatever, but, you know, he played his butt off, and, you know, hats off to him for winning a great tournament.
How does this tournament stack up to some of the other bigger named amateur events you've played in?
It's so long. I'm ready to go lay down on my bed. You know, it's been a long couple days. You know, 3 days in a row now. So you have to be on top of your game all week, and, you know, I feel like the best player wins, you know, and I just didn't quite have the breaks today, you know, but I'll learn from it, and I'll be back.